With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs announced today she's running for Congress in 2018. Krebs says in a video announcement that she's running for the U.S. House to strengthen national defense, cut wasteful spending, and cut taxes and regulations. As a former state lawmaker, Krebs says she also has experience as a business owner and Secretary of State to serve South Dakotans. Krebs joins Dusty Johnson in the Republican race to replace Kristi Noem. Congresswoman Noem announced earlier she is running for governor next year and not for another term in the U.S. House. Dusty Johnson is the former chief of staff to Governor Dennis Stugard. He says in a statement that Krebs is a friend and he welcomes her to the race. One person died and another was injured in a one-vehicle crash south of Buffalo near the South Dakota-North Dakota border. Over the weekend, the South Dakota Highway Patrol says a 24-year-old man lost control of his semi-tractor without a trailer. The Friday morning crash killed a 60-year-old passenger who was not wearing a seatbelt and was partially ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the semi-tractor was transported to a hospital in Bowman, North Dakota, for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. He was also not wearing a seatbelt. The names of the two men have not been released. Commuters in eastern South Dakota were faced with visibility issues and drifting snow this morning. A strong storm brought several inches of snow to the area Saturday night and Sunday. 4.8 inches were reported at the Sioux Falls Airport and 5 inches reported in some parts of Sioux Falls. However, north of Sioux Falls, Brookings received 8 or 9 inches of snow, according to National Weather Service forecasters, and 5 to 6 inches of snow fell in Huron. Aberdeen meteorologist Kelly Sayre says rain could fall in South Dakota later this week, and she says East River temperatures could reach the 50s by this weekend. Mostly cloudy with snow likely for all but the southwest and northeast tonight. Lows near 5 above to the upper 20s. This is SDPB News.